English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Siaka est resté longtemps à l'étranger. Il décide de rentrer au pays pour se marier. Aujourd'hui, c'est le grand jour. Écoutons sa conversation avec son grand-père, Birama, avant de répondre aux questions. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. Pour Siaka, les femmes sont différentes les unes des autres. 2. Grand-père Birama craint les femmes aux voix douces. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Comment s'appelle la femme de Siaka? 2. Est-ce que Birama est riche? 3. À quoi grand-père compare-t-il les femmes? Vous entendrez des phrases au prétérit simple à la forme négative. Vous entendrez aussi des adjectifs relatifs au caractère. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Dad, I'm so eager to relax and forget about my problems. When is my sweet Pendel coming home? I love her so much that I can't sleep anymore. I didn't see her yesterday, and she didn't tell me what her mother thought about our relationship.
Siaka, be patient. I don't understand the behavior of your younger generation. You choose your own wives, and you only inform your parents when you are in need or in trouble. And remember, women are like flowers. When she comes, you will be very patient and take care of her, won't you?
Don't worry, grandfather. I've heard there are two sure ways to make ladies happy, honey and money.
It's not that simple. Look at my case. I don't have enough money. Why do you think your grandmom has stayed home until now?
Because you are powerful, severe, and threatening. You are dominating, speaking with a strong voice.
Be careful with women, soft voices.
Really? I did not know that a soft voice could dominate a strong one. I don't believe that, Granddad.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue, l'énoncé 1 est faux. Pour Siaka, les femmes sont différentes les unes des autres. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Grand-père Birama craint les femmes aux voix douces. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Comment s'appelle la femme de Siaka? La femme de Siaka s'appelle Pendel. 2. Est-ce que Birama est riche? Non, Birama n'est pas riche, mais patient. 3. À quoi grand-père compare-t-il les femmes? Grand-père compare les femmes aux fleurs. Écoutez la phrase.
I didn't see her yesterday.
Cette phrase est au prétérit à la forme négative.
She didn't tell me what her mother thought about our relationship. I did not know that a soft voice could dominate a strong one.
Nous avons formé le prétérit à la forme négative avec le sujet suivi de did not en contraction didn't suivi de l'infinitif du verbe. Répétez les mots suivants. Patient, powerful, severe, threatening, strong, dominating. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Siaka et son grand-père Birama. C'est l'occasion pour nous de voir la forme négative du prétérit, mais aussi certains mots relatifs au caractère d'une personne. Nous nous donnons rendez-vous très prochainement. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
Telephone.
Le téléphone, telephone ou bien the phone. I'm on the phone. Je suis au téléphone. The cell phone. Le téléphone cellulaire ou le portable. The cell phone. Aux États-Unis, vous entendrez souvent a call. You have a call. You have a phone call.
A phone call.
Vous avez un appel téléphonique. You have a call. Give us a call. Call me. Appelez-moi. Donnez-moi un coup de fil. Give me a call. To call, appeler. Vous allez entendre une conversation téléphonique dans laquelle les interlocuteurs parlent de certains pays. Dans l'exemple qui suit, vous entendrez Khalid dire « I come from Cairo ».
My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
Cairo is the capital of Egypt. Je viens du Caire. Le Caire est la capitale de l'Égypte. Vous allez entendre des questions. Elles commencent toujours par le verbe suivi du sujet. Is Memphis in Florida?
Is Memphis in Florida?
Formule toute simple pour le verbe être. Pour poser une question, vous inversez tout simplement l'ordre, le verbe venant avant le sujet.
Is Max from Florida?
Is Max from Florida? Max est-il de la Floride? Écoutez la conversation téléphonique qui suit.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello.
Hello. My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
You come from Egypt?
That's right. I come from Egypt. Cairo is the capital of Egypt. I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
You come from Florida. Is Memphis in Florida?
No, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I have another question.
Yes?
Is Max from Florida?
No, he isn't. He's from California.
California?
That's right. He's from California.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vous avez entendu des questions qui commencent par is, le verbe être à la troisième personne du présent. Is Memphis in Florida? Encore une fois, le verbe avant le sujet. Commencez votre question avec le verbe. Is Memphis in Florida? Qui vient de Memphis is in Florida. Is Max from San Francisco? No, he isn't. He, pronom personnel masculin pour Max dans ce cas. Les réponses à ces questions sont en général très simples. Yes, it is. Ou bien no, it isn't. Contraction de no, it is not. Vous avez entendu le pronom it qui se réfère à des choses ou à des endroits. Par exemple, what is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? It dans la phrase, I have a question for Mr. Harris. What is it?
I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
Quelle est-elle? It remplace question. À la question, is Memphis in Tennessee? On entend la réponse, no, it isn't. It remplace Memphis, ce qui fait que les phrases en anglais sont souvent courtes. Écoutons un dialogue entre deux personnes qui se présentent l'une à l'autre dans un avion en route pour New York.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Cette fois-ci, je vais vous demander, are you from Senegal? Cette question commence par le verbe are. Are, conjugaison du verbe être. You est le sujet, tu ou vous. Are you, êtes-vous? Es-tu? Are you from Senegal? Vous allez répondre, si vous n'êtes pas du Sénégal, no, I'm not. Contraction de I am not. I'm from Guinea. Allez-y, répétez. Are you from Congo? No, I'm not. I'm from Angola.
Are you from Benin? No, I'm not. I'm from Nigeria. Are you from Ghana? No, I'm not. I'm from Ivory Coast.
Écoutez et répétez.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, nous retrouverons Martin Lerner et sa famille pendant le petit déjeuner, breakfast. Ils discutent dont ils ont besoin ou veulent acheter. Vous apprendrez des mots concernant les repas ou ce que vous mangez et vous apprendrez à dire ce qu'il vous faut ou ce que vous voulez acheter. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Attention, I want to go shopping. Je voudrais faire des courses.
Metro Girl has a new lease on life thanks to surgery at the hospital for sick
children. Martin, turn the radio
Tracy
down,
Hooper
please.
Tracy was given the liver of a 9-year-old accident victim.
Are you going to have a busy day, Martin?
Not too busy. I'm going to finish a story.
Sue, please call Alan. His breakfast is getting cold.
What are you doing today?
Alan, hurry up! You're late!
I'm going to be very busy today.
Do you want me to shop today?
Can you? I can't come home until 7 o'clock. Can you shop?
Sure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Alan.
I didn't sleep last night.
Are you sick?
I don't think so. May I have some tea?
Eat something, too.
I'm going shopping today. What do you need?
Me? I need things for school. I need some notebooks. And I want a new pen. I don't like my pen.
I'm going to buy food. What food do you want?
I don't want any food.
You are sick.
He listened to a stereo all night.
I did not.
I heard it all night.
Now, let's help Daddy. What do we need from the store?
What do you want, Eileen?
Please buy some nice tomatoes.
Okay. Anything else?
Buy some onions.
We need some milk.
And bread.
I want some new cereal. I don't like this cereal.
You wanted it.
I don't like it.
What do you want?
I don't know. Daddy, you buy some cereal.
Do we need any eggs?
Ugh, don't talk about eggs.
Yes, he's sick.
I want some green vegetables, too.
Do we need any meat?
No, we have some. Buy some fruit.
Sue, what kind of fruit do you want?
Bananas.
Alan, what kind of fruit do you want?
Oranges. Do we have any oranges now?
Yes. Do you want one?
Please.
Dans cette leçon, nous revoyons le verbe to want, vouloir, et to need, avoir besoin. To want, il y a quand même le choix de vouloir quelque chose, un désir. To need, c'est la nécessité. Par exemple, I want some milk. Je voudrais du lait. Ou bien, je veux du lait. I need meat. J'ai besoin de viande. Il n'y en a plus à la maison. I need meat. Écoutez le dialogue qui suit.
What do you want, Eileen?
Please buy some nice tomatoes.
We need some milk.
I want some new cereal.
I want some green vegetables, too.
Do we need any meat?
Répondez maintenant aux questions de Martin Lerner. Revoyons rapidement quelques mots. Vegetables, les légumes. Fruits, des fruits.
meat, de la viande, bread, du pain. Martin Lerner vous demandera, do you want any vegetables? Voulez-vous des légumes? Voulez-vous acheter des légumes? Do you want some fruit? Voulez-vous des fruits? À vous de répondre.
Do you want any vegetables? Do you want some fruit? What kind of fruit do you want? What kind of vegetables do you want?
Overnight between rival factions.
Alan, you look terrible.
You look sick.
Let me feel your head. You are sick. You're too hot. Do you want to go to the doctor?
Not today. Can I stay home?
Of course.
Can I stay home?
Of course not.
Exerçons-nous, essayons de faire une distinction entre « to want » et « to need ». Par exemple, « What do you want ?» Que voulez-vous ? Que désirez-vous ? « What do you want ?» « Would you like some fruits ?» Voudriez-vous des fruits ? « What do you want ?» « I want some bananas. » Bien, « I want some oranges. » C'est spécifique. Il désigne exactement ce qu'ils veulent. Avec to need, avoir besoin de. What do you need? C'est plutôt une nécessité. Par exemple, s'il n'y a plus de nourriture à la maison, we don't have any more food. We need food at home. On n'a plus de nourriture, on a besoin de nourriture. What do you need? We need meat. Nous avons besoin de viande. We need vegetables. Nous avons besoin de légumes. We need tomatoes. Nous avons besoin de tomates. We need fish. Nous avons besoin de poisson. Donc, vous voyez bien la différence entre to want et to need. Et bien sûr, il y a des fois où on les utilise de la même manière. Par exemple, I want some food. I need some food. Dans ce cas-là, le sens est plus ou moins le même. Vous êtes familiarisé avec le verbe to want, vouloir, et to need, avoir besoin de. Dans certains contextes, ils ont le même sens. Et dans d'autres, il y a des nuances. Exercez-vous au niveau le plus simple pour pouvoir bien les distinguer. Par exemple, I want some bread. Je veux du pain. Ou je voudrais du pain. I need food. J'ai besoin de nourriture. Différence, nuance. Courage dans votre pratique. Practice hard. Until next time. Goodbye.
Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express.
L'expression « go out on a limb ». Est-ce que ça trait au fait de grimper dans les arbres? « Go out on a limb ». A limb, comme nous avons dit, ça veut dire la branche d'un arbre. Go out on a limb, cela veut dire oser prendre des risques pour quelqu'un d'autre. Parce que si vous allez trop loin sur la branche, littéralement, elle pourrait se casser. C'est aussi le cas d'une personne qui dit ouvertement ce qu'elle pense, quand bien même elle sait que son avis n'est pas apprécié. Go out on a limb, c'est oser se mettre de l'avant pour quelqu'un ou quelque chose. Et voilà pour l'Anglais Express.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait. avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bonjour et bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and you can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. I have two wonderful guests with me and I'm going to start with you on my left. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Amani.
And how about you, young lady on my right?
Hi, my name is Mia.
Okay, so we have here today in Anglais Télé Amani and Mia from the Washington area?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you two are special because you have a relationship between you. You are?
Sisters.
Sisters. They are sisters. And for anyone who is watching us who have siblings in a family, these are sisters. And obviously, you are the
Oldest.
She's the oldest, and you are the
second oldest.
That means you have a younger sister.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So these are sisters. She's older. She is younger. She's not the youngest, but she is the oldest, right?
Yes.
Okay. So where do you go to school?
I go to Poe Middle School in Northern Virginia.
Okay. You go to Poe Middle School. Now, for many countries, there's no separation between elementary and secondary, but in the U.S., there is a middle school. Now, from what age to what age?
We have sixth grade through eighth grade, which is age 11 through about 14.
Okay, age 11 to 14. All right, so that's the middle school. U.S. middle schools basically are for students between elementary and then higher level high school. And how about you, Mia?
I also go to Poe Middle School.
Okay. So you are in the earlier grade?
Sixth grade.
So you are at the beginning of the middle school grades and you are toward the end.
Yeah, I'm at the last middle school grade.
Okay, at the last. Okay, so at this point in time, you're together.
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to change.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's nice. You're lucky. Okay. No, so I'm going to ask, maybe one at a time, what is your favorite subject in school?
Currently, my favorite subject is English because I really love to read and write.
Okay. How about you, Mia?
My favorite subject right now is math because it's coming really easily to me and I find it fun.
Okay, so Mia loves math. She finds math fun. Good for you. And Amani loves English because she loves to write and she loves to read. So, hey, that's wonderful. And how about other subjects like music or art?
I love music. I'm in the choir at Poe Women's Ensemble, which is the advanced group for choruses at my school.
Okay, so this is a chorus group. She likes to sing. And how many of you are in this group?
We have altogether 36 students in the
chorus. That's pretty large.
Yeah.
Now, you said women, which kind of surprised me. Did you say women?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's a bit unusual.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so no young men singing.
Mm-mm. It's just the girls.
Okay, just the girls who are young women. Mm-hmm. Okay, future women.
Yes.
How about you, Mia? Any interest in art or music?
I'm in the sixth grade chorus.
Okay, so you like to sing as well.
Yeah.
And is this a mixed gender chorus?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have girls and boys.
Yeah.
Okay, mixed gender. All right. So what's your favorite kind of singing?
Like, we sing songs from, like, old movies and, like, a choir ensemble.
Old movies. One movie name can you give me?
We're singing, like, two songs right now from The Sound of Music.
Ooh, that's a wonderful classic. And I think nearly everyone in the world saw that movie a while back. And I think I remember some of the songs. Maybe you can share with our audience what your favorite song is out of those two that you're learning.
My favorite one is My Favorite Things.
Oh, that one is wonderful. So we're going to close this little chapter with these two wonderful guests. Hello, welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. Don't forget to look us up on Facebook, Anglais Télé. We have two wonderful young guests with me today and with us all over the world. And Amani and Mia. Now, you both have beautiful names, and I think they're in Swahili, so I would like you to share the meaning of your name, please.
The meaning of my name is peace, like world peace.
World peace. Don't we all love peace? How about you, Mia?
The meaning of my name is 1,000.
1,000. And do you have any extra to add to that? Is it 1,000 good wishes or 1,000 just everything 1,000?
Yeah, just 1,000.
Okay. Now, how do you live up to the meaning of your name, Amani?
Well, I live up to the meaning of peace by when I'm, like, with my friends or something, I try to keep everything under control and nothing too hectic, everything peaceful.
Really? Wow, that's a high benchmark in middle school.
Yeah.
So no fights?
No.
Okay. Do people ever try to provoke you?
No. Me and my friends, we all get along really well.
Okay.
There's rarely any type of conflict.
Okay. How about you, Mia, with 1,000? Do people ever want to know more about what that means? Do they tease you or do they say, hey, how much more are we going to get out of you?
No, I'm pretty sure that not a lot of my friends know what it means.
Okay. Do they ever ask?
No.
Okay, and I think with these two comments that you both said that probably you are in a very international environment where a lot of people have different names from different places.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's Washington, D.C. area schools, a lot of kids from different places. So,
yeah.
All right. Now, we're going to go into something a bit personal. I'm going to ask you maybe what your favorite hobby is. I saw that you came in with a camera, and do you take pictures?
Yes, it's my dad's camera, and whenever we go out to places and he has it with him, I always ask him if I can take pictures of where we are and stuff. I really love taking pictures.
Okay, so Amani loves to take pictures. Now, what do you do with these pictures? Do you ever put them in an album, or I don't know if people do that anymore. I think they text and share their pictures and all that. Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram. I upload them, I email them to myself, and I'll like put it on my Instagram and edit it, put a filter on.
Okay, so quickly, just to recap on some of her vocab, she uploads her pictures, she emails them, she, where do you put them?
I put them on Instagram.
She puts them on Instagram, and wow. Okay. And how about you?
I love dancing. Me and my sister, we take dance class, and we compete.
Okay.
And we go to dance after school, like, 4 days a week.
Wow.
And
we're quite a lot.
In, like 10 dances.
Wow. Okay, so she loves dancing. She loves to compete in dancing. So it's not just dancing. You enter competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And are these within different schools where your groups perform? And
yes. Like, sometimes we're at schools or, like, a performing arts center.
Okay. So maybe one day we'll see you on Dance America, one of these. So we're going to close on this little chapter.